The World Health Organization has urged nations around the world to drop their travel bans against Southern Africa as scientists race to determine the impact of the new COVID Omicron variant. It's feared some nations may be reluctant to report fresh outbreaks over concerns they may be slapped with economic crushing travel restrictions. It comes as the US president warns it's inevitable the Omicron strain of the virus will arrive in America sooner or later. David Lipson reports.
This variant is a cause for concern, not a cause for panic.
Standing before an Oval Office mantelpiece brimming with Christmas decorations, the US president sought to reassure Americans ahead of a holiday season in which he says the emergence of the Omicron variant is inevitable.
You have to get the shot. You have to get the booster. If you're the sooner or later, we're going to see cases of this new variant here in the United States. We'll have to face this new threat just as we face those that come before it.
Like much of the world, the US has imposed travel bans on 8 Southern African nations. But Joe Biden says he doesn't anticipate any further border restrictions.
I don't anticipate that at this point. And we'll see. We'll see where that works.
We're living through a cycle of panic and neglect.
The World Health Organization has decried the travel bans. Director General Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus says they may slow the rise of Omicron, but they can't stop it.
South Africa and Botswana should be thanked for detecting, sequencing and reporting this variant, not penalised. Indeed, Omicron demonstrates just why the world needs a new accord on pandemics. Our current system disincentivizes countries from alerting others to threats that will inevitably land on their shores.
Those comments were echoed by the United Nations Secretary General. His spokesperson is Stefan Dujarric.
What the Secretary General is saying is we think there are more science-based solutions, increased testing, and even, you know, if people need to go into quarantine. But blanket barring of certain citizens, we feel, is a form of collective punishment. In a way.
As the new variant is detected in Portugal and Spain, around the world, citizens are being told to mask up again. And there's a new push for vaccines. In the UK, boosters are now available for anyone over 18, and the gap since the second dose has been reduced from 6 to 3 months. The immunocompromised are also being offered a fourth dose of vaccine. The British Health Secretary is Sajid Javid.
Over the next few weeks, we were already planning to do 6 million booster jabs in England alone. With this new variant on the offensive, these measures will protect more people more quickly and make us better protected as a nation.
British Health Secretary Sajid Javid. David Lipson reporting there.